Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And we're keeping abreast of the latest developments when it comes to company news. Now, next time you hear of large infrastructure projects, the likes of steel used in construction and in bulk infrastructure, really, this is where you should think of a company like Kumba Iron Ore, really critical to the growth and development of many industries and nations. And today they came out with their earnings, a 24% fall in headline earnings per share from the company, but largely on the back of a poor operating environment. Consider the weaker commodity prices as well as logistical challenges. To tell us more, though, we join on the line by Mpumi Zikalala, CEO of Kumba. Such a pleasure to have you, Mpumi, and welcome back to Kaya Biz.
Thank you, Gugu. It's as always a pleasure to be back.
Always exciting to speak to you, even when the numbers don't necessarily shoot the lights out. But this really paints a very clear and fair, realistic outcome of the operating environment that we've been in, especially given the macroeconomic challenges we touched based on a few months ago. But let's take a look at the numbers. A few cuts in terms of the dividend, fall in headline earnings per share, and I guess part of a reconfiguration of the business.
Yes, it is, Gugu. So as I've spoken about the results today, I've still termed it a solid set of results when one considers the challenges primarily linked to the weak commodity prices that you've touched on. That's primarily driven by poorer demand that we've seen from a Chinese domestic market perspective. And secondly, clearly a slight reduction in terms of the sales as a result of the logistics challenges. But if you look at it, from an EBITDA margin perspective, it's still pretty solid at 44%. And one of the things that we have had to do, primarily as one looks at the logistics challenges that we faced, is that towards the end of last year, we spoke about us reconfiguring our business. And simplistically, that was around us reducing the volumes that we produce in line with what it is that we can actually take through the logistics channel. Mm-hmm. And that's critical because for bulk players, and this is like massive volumes that we move, we do require solid performance from a logistics perspective. And what I can say is that we've clearly gone through a period of change from a business perspective. And as part of that, we spoke about reducing our cost for the full year by 2.5 to 3 billion rands. And what's pleasing is that we've delivered 1.8 billion rands of that figure. So more than 60% of what it is that we are targeting for the remainder of the year. And I'm pretty comfortable that we will deliver that. Mm-hmm. I've got to say that part of this has been tough because as part of the reconfiguration and us reducing our volumes, we've also had to go through a restructuring from our organizational design perspective. And as I look at it, it's been pretty challenging in terms of the first half, and I'm proud of my team when it comes to the results that have been delivered.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned that because it does give us a better understanding of the journey that you've embarked upon and, again, cyclical changes in terms of the trajectory that you're currently taking at the moment and the challenges that you're experiencing within the logistics environment. There's been a lot of concern as to how this can be resuscitated with the likes of Transnet and, of course, energy with Eskom. But help us contextualize how the perhaps increased level of the private sector participation in these spaces will continue to facilitate growth in your business.
Well, that is absolutely key. So if you look at bulk players, and these are typically mining companies that produce huge volumes. And for Kumba, we talk about our production sitting at between 35 and 37 million tons and our sales sitting at between 36 to 38 million tons. One requires solid logistics infrastructure from both a railway line and a port perspective to move these volumes. It's pretty difficult for us to utilize trucking because firstly, we are very far from the Saldanha Bay port. We talk about 861 kilometers of rail. So think about a person embarking on a trip from Johannesburg to Cape Town. That's what we're talking about. So the essence of utilizing rail is key for us because if we were not doing that, we would seriously damage our roads, particularly because iron ore is heavy. People have seen coal trucks moving material. Coal is lighter when it comes to its density relative to iron ore. So the criticality of us partnering with Transnet as well as other users of the line and government is absolutely key, because this is primarily focused on us understanding the full extent of the challenges and also assisting Transnet with regards to the resolution of those challenges. And what I'm pleased with is the fact that our working relationship with the Transnet management is solid. It has improved, and that allows us to tackle challenges together. And then secondly, when government talks about speeding up the execution of the private sector participation through policy reforms, I love that because it will allow the private sector to step in even more as we look at resolving the challenges that we have. Because if you think about it, these challenges and us reconfiguring, and it's not just the Kumba thing, impacts many others. So focusing on this will be good for us improving our economy as a country from a GDP perspective, and us making sure that more South Africans benefit from mining in the country.
100%. Speaking of this partnership, though, we're well aware that progress typically takes a while. Is there any particular impact that this will have on your production guidelines, given the amount or tonnage of product that you can export?
So, Kuku, we guided at 35 to 37 million tons for the next 3 years, because we do believe that it will take a little bit of time to fully get back to historical levels of performance for the iron ore export channel. And that's what we then used to fundamentally reconfigure our business. But even as we do this, I've got to highlight this. Something else that remains absolutely critical is the essence of creating enduring shared value. And as part of the results, I spoke about the fact that that figure was sitting at 27.7 billion rands. And that includes a whole combination of things. Whether you talk about the taxes and royalties that have gone towards the fiscus for the benefit of all South Africans, or you talk about procurement from BEE suppliers, and that figure was sitting at 8 billion rands for the first half, with 1.9 billion rands particularly dedicated to us procuring goods and services from Northern Cape companies. That's another thing that's critical. We also look at dividends that have gone towards our empowerment partners. That's critical. And also investments in capital, because we still continued investing 3.7 billion rands. And that clearly is fantastic, because it helps us with continuing to focus on growth. And then the other element, which is absolutely key, is the spend in our social space. And that's for the benefit of particularly our communities in the Northern Cape province. So if I look at our CSI spend, we've continued doing that, because we fundamentally believe that even within the challenging space that we find ourselves in, we need to continue making sure that Kumba continues benefiting the people of the Northern Cape, primarily the people from John Daule Gaetsewi and the Tsantsabane municipalities, and also the broader Northern Cape, as well as the broader country as a whole.
Mm-hmm. I do want to gauge your thoughts as well, as you mentioned, in terms of demand, and maybe this provides us with an opportunity to take a look at what's happening in international markets, and more specifically so China, which is a key market that happens to have a heightened level of demand for your product. What are your observations of those dynamics, especially given what 2024 has represented in terms of geopolitics and its influence on the economic environment and subsequently on businesses like yours?
Yeah. So a couple of things. So when we sell our iron ore, we typically sell to a couple of markets. Yes, China is there, but also we've got Europe, Japan, and South Korea. If I just zoom in into China, what we've seen from a steel demand perspective, which is the net product that comes out of the production clearly of steel, and iron ore is one of the contributors towards that process, is that we've seen weaker domestic demand, and that's driven by the challenges that we've seen in the property sector in China, even with the stimulus measures that have been going in. And what we've seen is that the mills have also then taken up the essence of exporting some of the material from China into other markets. But we've seen that that has essentially been linked to lower margins from a mill perspective in terms of the people that produce steel. What we capitalize on as Kumba is that we focus on the production of high quality iron ore.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means that even as we have found ourselves within the weaker commodity cycle, we have been able to still fetch additional margins by virtue of us producing iron ore that sits with a higher level of Fe content. So it's richer in terms of actual iron itself. And then secondly, we produce a product that we call lump. And that's fantastic because people who use lump are able to bypass one step within the steelmaking journey. It's called the sintering step. And by bypassing that, they are able to produce steel at lower cost. But secondly, by virtue of utilizing lump, they are able to benefit when it comes to them lowering their carbon emissions. So that's the essence of what we focused on. And as we move forward, headed to the second half of the year, we do expect prices from an iron ore price perspective now to remain subdued at current levels of, you know, around $106 to $108 per ton. But clearly, as we know, mining is a cyclical industry, mm-hmm. so that will turn as per the normal cycle.
100%. Mpumi, we'll leave it there for today, but truly appreciate your time as well as perspective that you've shared with us on the numbers and a greater appreciation for understanding more of the markets that not only you operate in, but that you also happen to move your product to.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.